Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show. And if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2975 of the BFO for Tuesday the 18th of June 2019, and y'all, today it is part one of Big Fatty's live little show that was recorded last weekend as part of Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone! I am delighted. First of all, I'm delighted this fucking shit's working. And, y'all, I'm delighted to see such a full chat room tonight. Well, Big Fatty, you've been telling everybody there's a big announcement tonight. Well, there is. And, y'all, I guess with the show tonight, it's with the little show tonight, it's the official kickoff of the 11th year of... Big Fatty! Y'all, I'm just coughing up something there. Big Fatty, was there a gentleman calling here earlier? I don't know, y'all. By the way, let me just say that that there is a 2-drink minimum for the Big Fatty tonight. Big Fatty, they'll need doubles, 2-drink doubles. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to see so many different people here in the Chitter Chat room tonight. Y'all, I'm just gonna say hello to them real quick, like Alan in Texas, Archer, the old gal, Vera, Baron Frost, speaking of the old gal, Mr. Cackle, Baron Frosty, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Y'all, I'm amazed he could be bothered to be here tonight. we've got Ed Gong. Y'all, I don't know who Fatty's friend is. I don't know who that is. Gary Gary, I don't know where the hell you are nowadays. Gayish Mike, yes, Big Fatty, we still don't understand why the hell he listens. George in Atlanta, the Haunt Cub, he's coming to Nolens. Veda is here. Michael 6185, who the hell? Hi, Michael, who the hell are you? Tell us who you are. Moose, Mr. Mike Lawson, the big liar. Nude in Florida. Nicole, number one funky homo. Y'all, the number one Northeast straight daddy is here. Little Logan. Little Logan is enjoying his first Pride 48. Y'all, Miss Patty Bacon. Y'all, I feel as if I'm in the company of royalty. Miss Patty Bacon is with us tonight. Auntie Cruiser. Sam in the hinterlands is here. Scotty, the little Aussie battler. That Peter G. Mr. Tim Kumal. Mr. Tim Kumal. Y'all, he's the patron saint of the BFO. Tastes Like Burning Tim, Turnip Head Slave. We still don't know who the hell that is. 20 Minutes of Silence, y'all. I'm going to talk to you about 20 Minutes of Silence in just a minute. Veritable Virgo, Yaz Mamadou, Old Crooked Hat, Baron Bancroft, and a couple of Mibs, and the Ginger Man, Taylor from Pot is My Co-Pilot. And y'all, I'm y'all, of course, I'm drinking this evening. But y'all, it was 10 years ago. It was 11 years ago tonight. And y'all, there's been some discussion as to when was the first live Pride 48 event. And y'all, it was actually in June of 2009. And y'all, the only way that I know that is that I went back and I found the Monday little show after the Pride 48 weekend. Y'all, I'm just going to play a little bit for you right now. And in fact, let's just kind of go back in time and pretend like it was just like it was right now.
fact, I want to thank everybody in Charleston because I'm going to, you know, be putting these shows up sort of city by city. So I just wanted to stop and take a moment and say thank you to people like Big Fatty, one of the greatest people that I've ever met in the podosphere, and really had a great time with him. And I miss him. Oh. And if you ever have a chance to meet him, just make sure that you don't miss it, because he is very fun and a lot more gassy than you would ever think that he was. You have to meet him in person to understand that he's that much more gassy.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I miss him. Oh.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 365 of the BFO for Monday, the 29th of June, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's got the coupon here to tell you about, and I have got some more voice letters to clear up, and I'm going to chit-chat a little about the old Pride 48. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to start out right now talking about the Pride 48 because, y'all, it was a weekend hootenannypalooza extraordinaire shenanigans, y'all. There were shenanigans. And, y'all, I have to say that, you know, Adam from that Adam and Maddie show came up with the idea and said, Daniel Beaver, I have an idea, now you go do it. And and Daniel Beaver goes, okay. And y'all, I don't think either one of them got a minute's sleep. Well, I take that back. I know Daniel Beaver got a couple of minutes sleep because, y'all, he had to put up with Big Fatty over the weekend. And, y'all, Big Fatty fucked it up. Fucked it up in grand style. And I'm quite proud of how I personally how I took down Pride 48. Just, I mean, it was just, you know, it went down like clockwork. Okay, we're gonna send it off from the kickoff show, and we're gonna send it to Big Fatty. And what did everybody hear? Y'all, actually, they didn't even hear that. So after 20 minutes of complete and total silence, finally that Daniel Beaver got Big Fatty up on his stream. Now, I know that sounds dirty, y'all, but there are some terms that everyone has learned this weekend. We all know to refresh our stream, and we all know what a fucking interstitial is. And we all know that the folks in Seattle forgot to disconnect when from the Galore podcast. They forgot to disconnect, and so their computer out there was stealing the stream every chance it could fucking do it. So anyway, but we love them anyway. Well, maybe Daniel Beaver doesn't love and Maddie, because they had to go steal it back. So, y'all, y'all, because Big Fatty, and by the way, Big Fatty did some heavy, heavy, heavy drinking on Friday night. Y'all, I was so discombobulated, and I had such a nice thing prepared and everything, and it just, and I had done it the night before. I had done it Thursday night. Big Fatty, what are you doing? Well, I've done it. It's going to work perfect on Friday. But, of course, it fucked up. And, of course, everybody in the chat room was so supportive. Oh, Big Fatty has already killed it. You know, oh, Big Fatty personally killed Pride 48. Oh, we love Big Fatty. He planned that. Oh, you know. Anyway, Big Fatty had two extremely, and I do mean extremely, strong Tanqueray and Tonics on Friday night. And y'all, I was fucked up. And evidently, I called into Archer's show
from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Y'all, it's a two-hour fucking show sitting out there you can go listen to. Anyway, I evidently called up to that, and I evidently... because I heard him talking about my testicles. Now, why would Archer and the boyfriend be talking about my testicles?
I don't know. Yeah, because y'all, I can't tell you how much the chat room enjoyed hearing that throwback. There's only one thing worse than listening to the little show nowadays, and that's listening to one from 10 years ago. It's true. But y'all, that proves that the first weekend of the Pride 48 weekend was in June of 2009. So this is the 11th year of we don't know, y'all. I'm still drinking, and y'all, I've poured a Vera size. No, I haven't either, because Vera just puts a nipple on a bottle of Grey Goose or Stolichnaya. Yes, Big Fatty, Stolichnaya. The Tanqueray, which she thinks tastes like cologne. And I'm using Peter G. Tonic water. But y'all, enough about the past. Y'all, let's do something here in the present. Y'all, you know, I've been blessed over these 11 years that people have sent Big Fatty things to the post office box and to the Villa Mail. But y'all, it's true that I've got a card here from Miss Bacon. Y'all, you know Miss Bacon, and y'all, it's in a pink envelope, and she told me to open this during the live show, and y'all, she's taped it up. She's taped it up like the skull will have taped things up. Oh, Big Fatty, the skull music, it's true. I know how everybody loves the skull music. And y'all, we're just going to open this up and see what it says. Y'all, I've had to get the scissors out. So we're opening this up now. Miss Patty Bacon, this is your cousin, second cousin twice removed, that's sent this. And we're just going to open this up right now and see what it says. And it says, Big Fatty, you can't get it open. I can't. Y'all, all right. Y'all, is a pink flower, and it says, thank you. In appreciation, many thanks. And it says, dear Fart Pants and the gang, happy Pride Month. And wow, you are really pulling the plug on the little show. How many what? Teeth have been brushed, showers taken, Cheerios consumed, poops dropped, and everything else people do when they listen. I personally listen at work, so no bad visuals there. Don't play the rest of this on the little show. Y'all, Miss Bacon used to always call into the little show and say, now don't play the rest of this on the little show. And always did. No, I didn't either. She says, just kidding. Well, thanks for everything, and you may recognize Ben. This is Kim Beaver's Ben. Please take care of him and get him into the Pride 48 account safely. Have an amazing rest of the 3,000 show goal. You big fat thing, you. Heart, K. Bacon, PH. I love Larry H. Vader. Big Freddy, I knew she'd throw that in there, of course. It says, P.S., the card isn't big enough to thank you for everything. Well, y'all, isn't that the sweetest thing? And y'all, what she's talking about is Ben, is y'all, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver won one of Miss Bacon's contest, and Miss Kim, B, Beaver. You know, y'all, she lives in the Faroe Islands. Y'all, have you ever checked out the Faroe Islands? It's just lovely. It's just lovely. And Miss Beaver won the contest and won $100. And y'all, Miss Bacon has committed a felony by writing on currency. It says Kim B's Ben. Miss Bacon, the authority will be over to see you. Perhaps you can head to Nidrabah, North Dakota, and avoid them. So, but y'all, wasn't that nice of Miss Bacon to do that? Y'all, speaking of things in the Villa P.O. box, y'all, I got a box in the Villa mailbox today, and y'all, so I'll open that on Monday's little show. Now that's all the things that I had written down to talk about for the little show tonight. So y'all, I don't know what we're gonna do. Should I ask for some questions in the chat room? Being fatty, y'all, I've been told by Miss Patty Bacon that Nidrabah is a sanctuary city, so you'll be just fine there, Miss Bacon. y'all, I did say a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. First of all, I mentioned on Friday's little show, y'all, it was a teaser to get you to come and listen tonight. It was a story I saw on the TV machine, y'all. It was Big Fatty, you gotta vomit? No, what do you think the average, this is the average wedding cost, y'all, in the chat room, just honestly, what do you think the average wedding cost, just put it there in the chat room. Baron Frosty says 28,000. Let's just see here. Moose says 10,000. Archer says 32. Ricky says 85,000. Big Fatty Ricky's a 1%er. We've got 22,000 from Plantain Cindy. Potter's my co-pilot, 16,000. 17.5 by Haunt Cub. 46 by Turnip Slave. $3.50 by the Straight Daddy. Big Fatty, no wonder Mrs. Northeast Straight Mama is on his ass all the time. Number one for Funky Homeworm, 21,000. 7,000, Patty Bacon. 20,000, Scotty. 20,000, Gary. And y'all, $39,000. Y'all, I could not believe it. $39,000. And y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about is that I told everybody that I've got a very special announcement that I want to make this evening. And y'all, that announcement. Oh, dear gussie, Big Fatty, you've run out of time. Y'all, I'm sorry. Y'all, I guess you're just going to have to wait till Monday's little show to find out what the special announcement is. Big Fatty, you're not being fair to all these people. But you know, my time is up, y'all. You know that Steve the Tater and Flame Dane Cindy with the airplane show, y'all, they're coming up next. And y'all, it's just lovely that you didn't get 20 minutes of silence. But y'all, for those of you that were around 11 years ago, here's a little hint. Big Fatty, they didn't even hear that much 11 years ago.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruin.
Big Fatty, you know you're supposed to do an hour for Pride 48.
An hour? What are you talking about? An hour? I'm not prepared for an hour.
Big Fatty, you've got to do an hour. Everybody does an hour for Pride. Well, y'all, I don't know what I'm going to do. Y'all, in fact, I'm about to short my pants.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.